Following the attack in Berlin, Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson urged everyone planning to take part in Stockholm Pride this week to do so with pride. Writing on social media, Kristersson says he's been in touch with the German Chancellor following the suspected terror attack and has also been following security preparations for Pride celebrations this week in the Swedish capital. His message to those taking part, as he says he will, is that Sweden protects its values through democracy and openness, but also through strong security. Swedish firefighting aircraft are in southwestern France to help the country battle the major wildfires raging outside Bordeaux. Their task is to scoop up thousands of litres of water from lakes and waterways and then release it where the French Fire and Rescue Service command, usually in areas where the fire is spreading most intensively and it's too dangerous for firefighters on the ground to enter. The two Swedish aircraft arrived in Bordeaux on Saturday evening and started flying on Sunday. Sweden's Liberal Party wants to stop parents from being able to block extra support for their children at school. It's one of the party's election promises. Today, the Liberals are putting forward proposals aimed at improving discipline and reducing disruption in Swedish classrooms. At the moment, parents can say no to things like working with the school on their child's behaviour or having their child assessed for a possible diagnosis. And accidents involving e-scooters are on the rise in Sweden, and the Swedish Transport Agency now wants to review the rules. Last year, 7 people were killed and over 6,600 people were injured in accidents involving e-scooters in Sweden. The agency says it will look into the current rules for e-scooters and suggest possible changes. It also says many people are still unclear about what the rules are for e-scooters and how they're allowed to be ridden in traffic. Those were Monday's headlines. For more news, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good Monday evening.